Hello, world. This is Wichita. Beautiful final Sunday in the year 1940, the Wichita Eagle brings you another story from the files of the past. Every day, the morning and evening Eagle brings you the news of the world. Since 1872, this newspaper for every member of the family has faithfully recorded the history of the city, of which we say proudly, this is Wichita. Eagle Concert Orchestra, under the baton of Russell Lowe, brings us a fitting overture to our drama for tonight. Listen to the Coronation March. Well-founded enthusiasm, we look forward to the coming year of 1941. The golden dawn of new prosperity is a most welcome sight, and so are the many new residents who are making Wichita their home. The Wichita Eagle welcomes these new residents, which is said to be arriving at the rate of 35 families per week. And here is an offer we sincerely hope you who are new to Wichita will accept. Call the circulation department of the Wichita Eagle. Give them your address, and they will see that you receive a week's free delivery of both the morning and evening Eagle. This is a complimentary offer entailing no obligation to you whatsoever. We want Wichita to be your city and the Wichita Eagle to be your paper. You will find the Eagle first in news, first in sports, first in comics and features, and the home of the finest serial stories. And now the Eagle presents the First Federal Quartet singing On the Sea.
When the cloud rack is torn by the gust and upborne by winds in their might, in the storm, in the night, in the storm, in the night, the billows have called. The billows have called.
Despite the dread hour,
my dear, of these, think high of these, in the storm, in the night, on the sea.
O Father, omnipotent, mighty to save,
like the compass which guides the lone boy,
our
ruler subdued of wind and of wave,
thou art the beacon which gleams through the dark.
Then sailor, as
onwards thou steerest,
thy safety
and thee is the dearest.
Doth rest in his keeping, he'll guide to the shore, who ruleth and reigneth by God. Evermore, in the storm, in the night, on the sea,
And now let's turn back the pages of the Wichita Eagle. As we approach so closely to this new year of 1941, let's go journeying down memory lane. Let's slip off the cloak of the present and don the dusty mantle of the past. During these broadcasts, we have brought to life many vivid stories of early day Wichita. And tonight, suppose we just take a little look at the pictures of that impressive year at the turn of the century. It is December of 1899. On exactly this same day, December 29th of 1899, a certain otherwise respectable citizen scared the daylights out of some very peaceful horses. It was just about 10 o'clock in the morning when Mr. A.S. Parks caused a minor riot on Market Street by driving for the first time his brand new automobile.
Automobile, son. I wonder what Nellie's going to do when he gets closer. Steady, get in on Nellie. Hold tight, Willie.
Tarnation right out of her.
Phew! We were sure of sailing, weren't we? Gosh, look at old Nellie Quiver.
Me too. Yeah, poor old gal, she never saw any such a disaster as that in her life.
Gee, neither did I. What is it, Grandpa? How does it run without no horses?
Well, it's just like a train. It runs with steam. And they say if you got something that runs with gas. I don't think that these things will ever be real fat.
Gosh, Mr. Potts, you must be an awful rich man to own one of them things. Does it cost very much, Grandpa?
I believe the Eagle said that he paid $1,700 for it.
Gee, Grandpa.
Imagine that. $1,700 for something that ain't a big price. Sometimes I wonder what folks are going to think of next. But let's get along now. These here groceries of your grandmother will be doing a little wondering herself.
Well, you better, Grandpa.
Come on, now. Get up, honey.
Sakes alive, how can I help it when I've got all this baking to do and things to fix? You can just face a wedding or a big family, and it don't save you. Yeah. I never saw the like. Willie, get your paws off that mincemeat. Grandpa.
Yeah, Ma.
Take Willie in the front room. He'll be getting me nervous.
All right. Come on, Willie. Come on, let's go play with your toys. Where's your girls, Ma?
You're upstairs getting Nancy's wedding dress ready.
Yeah.
And don't you go up and bother them.
No.
Here, get out of my way. Yeah, don't make me spill this.
All right. I ain't a hankering to stick around here, but now don't wear yourself out, Ma, will you? Lord sakes, the wedding ain't till tomorrow afternoon.
Gracious sakes, Pa. Don't see that as if I had an eternity to do all these things I've got to do. Here, get some more wood in that stone.
All right, Ma. Willie, go on and pay. I'll be in later.
All right, Grandpa. Hurry up, Grandpa. Hurry.
Oh, my goodness. Consarnish stove, anyhow. You know, one of these days, there's going to be a better way than this.
Likely is not. But give me a good old wood-burning stove. I know just how to cook with them. Here, Grandpa, you stir this while I tend the other thing.
Now, listen, Ma,
don't alibi. Get the stirring. Sakes alive, if I get all this done, I'll be a wonder.
Yes, and I'll be wore out.
What a friend we have in the Jesus. Dog-dee-dee-dee-doo.
Ma, listen. When Nancy gets married tomorrow, you know that's the last of the young'uns. Yes, sir. They'll all be married and moved away.
Yes, no. It's kind of sad in a way. Of course, I'm awful glad Nancy's married.
Yeah.
He's such a nice young man, too.
Oh, yes, Eve's all right. You know, I believe he'll make her a good husband. All our girls have been pretty lucky, Ma.
Sure have.
Mm-hmm. You know, and just think, we'll have the whole family here for the wedding and for the dinner afterwards. Lordy. Hey, I'm going to have to get some extra table leaves down. How many are we going to have here, Ma?
Well, let's see. There's the folks coming in from Hutchinson.
Yes.
And there's Betsy and her husband coming from Oklahoma.
Yeah, Oklahoma.
And the folks from Kingman.
Yes, yes.
Why, Paul, there'll be at least 30.
30?
Oh, my gracious. I must make some more pie dough.
Oh,
and better kill another turkey. Yes, you can do that now.
Yes, yes.
Hurry.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
never mind. I'll do that. Oh, dear. There's just so much to do. Yes, Paul, now go on. Get.
All right. I'm a scat.
Oh, my.
But, hey, listen. Did I ever tell you something?
Tell me what?
I kind of love you, Ma.
Oh, go on now, Pa. Don't kiss me now. I got my hands full.
I'm going to kiss you, Ma. Yes, Now, that's the last kiss I'm going to give you in the year 1899.
All right. Now, you get and kill that turkey, and then you come back here and help me. My stars. It'll be the 20th century before I get all my work done.
All right, Ma.
And so, many Wichita families prepared for the big dinners and celebrations that were so much a part of the holiday season. Big homes, big families, yards with chickens and turkeys, barns with horses and buggies. Yes, and the coal and wood-burning stoves were still quite widely used. Why, ragtime music was quite the rage, especially among the younger set, and the cakewalk was the very latest step in dancing. A century was drawing to a close. America was looking forward to a new age of prosperity. But let's come back to our typical family picture. The wedding is over, and now the family is enjoying the last bit of dinner. Can't you picture that scene? A huge dining room, jolly laughter, Grandpa and Grandma beaming at the children, the folks from Hutchinson, the Oklahoma folks, the folks from Kingman.
Yeah, Willie, now listen here. If you eat one more piece of turkey, you'll bust.
I think that should go for me, too. I never ate so much in all my life.
Well, that's a good way to be. Get the old stomach full, the man can whip his weight in wildcats, I always say.
Well, Roy, you folks from Oklahoma can stand a few meals,
oh,
you know.
Oh, I guess so, but we ain't starving down there. Y'all still putting up pretty good fights to keep going. There's something funny about that Oklahoma land we got.
Yeah, I hear you can't raise a crop on it.
Just the same, I'm holding on to it. I think I'm going to get some money out of it. I think there's mineral or something in that soil that's going to make me rich someday.
Well, now, let's not go to arguing about which is the best territory, Oklahoma or Kansas.
Nancy?
Yes, Father?
How does it feel to be a bride?
Oh, Father! Oh, now, Pa, don't go to teasing her.
Then I'll ask Steve something. Steve, how does it feel to be a bridegroom?
Well, now, you ought to know, Grandpa. You were there long before I was.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess he kind of told you, Grandpa. Say, I'm going to try one more piece of that mince pie over there. Just one more piece.
Yes, pass the pie to Roy, please.
Well, now, listen here. If he's going to take some, so am I. Going
yes, sir, you'll be sick if you do.
Oh, well, I can't help it, Ma. Lordy, you know, we don't see the turn of a century come more than once in a lifetime.
Yes, and I know what'll happen to you. You go to sleep and pass right on into the next century, and I won't wake you.
Oh, now listen here. I can stay awake longer than any of you. But I remember one time we went to buffalo hunting. It was a Christmas of 72. Yes, sir. Christmas of 72. A whole bunch of us went out on the prettiest day that you ever saw for December. Yes, sir. Didn't even seem like winter. Remember that, Mo?
Remember? I'll never forget it. I was so mad at him. And scared, too.
Scared? Well, why?
Well, it's just a wonder I wasn't the widow.
Yeah, you see, Steve, a big blizzard blowed in all of a sudden. Caught the whole outfit of us fellas out there in the prairies. And now, I want to tell you, it was cold. Yes, sir, that old wind blew and just had stung your face most off. And the snow stacked up. Lordy, we like never got back.
The whole town was just worried to death. We was afraid all the men would be killed. Froze to death, you know.
Well, we like did almost freeze to death, but we kept pushing on to Wichita. I fought against the going to sleep. You know, you get just so cold you finally don't have no feeling. You just sort of want to sleep. But we kept awake and kept pushing and got into town. Yes, sir, well, I guess this here town looked the prettiest that I ever seen it. Yes, sir, and there weren't much here then. Nope, nothing like here now.
Well, you've certainly seen a lot of things happen right here, haven't you, Grandpa?
Yes, Steve, I have. Fact is, I kind of feel sorry for you younger folks.
Sorry? But why, Grandpa?
Well, you take Steve now. You and Steve. Now, here you are just getting married, and you're practically living in a world that's all settled. Nothing different or exciting is going to happen to you.
Oh, now, I don't know about that. There'll be lots of things that can happen. You know, I think the next century is going to be filled with miracles. Why, now, take, for instance, that automobile that A.S. Park was driving down the street the other day.
Oh, that thing.
Well, now, who knows? Maybe they'll take the place of your horse.
Pipe dream, Steve. Pipe dream.
Well, maybe so, maybe so. Say, do you know that inside of exactly 3 hours, 15 minutes, and 40 seconds, we'll be in the 20th century?
Oh, my, we will. Let's all go into the front room. Come on, Elsie. Why don't you play the piano?
Oh, yes, do, Elsie.
And now I must get these dishes cleared away.
Oh, we'll help you.
Yes, everybody,
well, you know, that was sure a good dinner. Trying to think that a little too much, though. Now, you young folks go and entertain yourselves. Now, I'm going to get this easy chair here. Rest.
Grandpa, you going to tell me a story?
Oh, no, not for a little while now, Willie. I'm going to kind of sort of set off this dinner.
Let you go to sleep.
I better not.
Well, I tell you what. Let's gather around the piano here and have some music. You know, we've got quite a wait yet for the old ear to go out.
Yes, come on, let's have some music. Elsie, come on here now. Give us a little music.
Sure, Elsie, come on now. Show off for the folks.
Oh, all right. But some of the other girls have got to play, too. I'm not the only one in this family who had to take music lessons.
That's right. All the girls can play pretty good piano. Steve, you know, that wife yours is all right.
Well, don't I know it. How do you think she caught me? It was when she was playing after the ball was over.
Hey, that's a good... Nancy, come on in here and play that tune, will you?
No, Father, I'm going to help the dishes.
Oh, You know what? I guess she's trying to show how domesticated she is, Steve. Come on, Elsie. Come on, now. You play something. How about that new song that they got out? Let me see. It's On the Banks of the Wabash, Far Away. You know, that's good.
Yeah. Let's play that. And all of you sing. Come on, let's everybody join in. How about it? Let's all sing.
Here it is.
Now,
is that the right key?
All
right, now?
For the moonlight's fair tonight along the Wabash. From the fields there comes a breath of new mown hay. Through the sycamore the candlelights are gleaming. On the banks of the Wabash, far away.
Oh, that was good enough to go on the stage down at the Crawford. That was mighty fun.
Hey, look. Well, Elsie, just listen to that.
Grandpa's sound asleep. Grandpa's asleep. Grandpa's asleep. Hey, Grandpa,
hey.
Grandpa.
Don't wake him up now, Willie. Let him sleep. We'll call him when the New Year's almost here.
Oh, that's right. Oh, he's a great old fella. Guess he must just start to read his newspaper and dozed off to sleep.
Well, come on, Elsie, play some more. Say, here's a nice song. It's new, too. It's called My Wild Irish Rose. Come on, let's sing it, everybody. All right,
I'll sing.
That's it.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can
call me, huh?
I am. Hello, old hammer.
Huh? Are you talking to me?
Yes. You're sure dreaming, old hammer.
Say, who are you? Can't see you. Can't see nothing.
Oh, of course not. This is just a dream. Dreams are like this. Impossible things happen. Do you know that I'm the voice of that newspaper you're holding in your lap?
Voice of the newspaper?
Yes. Fantastic, isn't it? But it's all a dream. You ate too much. You really shouldn't, old-timer. Too much food's bad for the heart. Your age, you know.
Say, now, see here. Who are you?
Just a voice. This is all a dream. And like dreams, it's all fantastic. I'm the newspaper you read. You've been reading me since 1872. I've tried to tell you the news in the best and most sincere manner. I'll always do that. And say, old-timer, the stories I'm going to be telling you in this next century. You know that automobile Mr. Parks drove around town yesterday? You'll see lots more of them. The automobile is here to stay. Horses are going to give way to those chugging, noisy carriages. I'm glad of it, too. It's going to open new channels of prosperity for this city. We're going to build roads and broad streets of pavement. Listen, old-timer, it won't be many years before you'll hear this sound every day of your life. It's an automobile. Oh, much better than the one A.S. Parks is driving. It's faster. It can roar like this.
Oh, that's awful. It can't be safe.
Oh, yes, it can. There'll be fools who misuse the power of speeds. There'll be horrible crashes. Sounds like this. And I'll print the headlines telling of deaths. Man and wife killed at crossing. Little boy dead, run over. Drunken driver killed three. But I'll tell good stories, too. I'll tell stories of trucks loaded with grain rumbling into Wichita. I'll write of farmers bringing their cattle into stockyards, driving cows in automobiles. You'll see, old-timer. You'll see.
Oh, that'll be way off. Maybe the last part of the 20th century.
No, it's only a few years away. Only a very few years. There's a man named Henry Ford. Why, he's going to build cars so fast and sell them so cheaply, everyone will be buying.
No, I can't believe it.
Oh, but there's so much more. Listen, old-timer. People are going to fly in the air.
What?
No. Yes. Just 3 years from now, you're going to read it in your paper that two brothers named Wilbur and Orville Wright were successful in staying up in the air in a machine. A flying machine.
A flying machine.
And later, men are going to fly the ocean. Aeroplanes are going to fly all around Wichita. We're going to build them here. This is going to be the air capital. Aeroplanes, old-timer. Aeroplanes. Huge man-made birds flying in the air.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All this in the next few years?
In the next few years. And you're going to get music right out of the air, old-timer. You're going to see pictures that talk and move.
No. All those things can't happen, not just in one century.
Oh, yes, they can. And there'll be terrible wars. Oh, the awful stories you'll read. I'll cry out, extra, extra! U.S. declares war! Extra, extra!
Oh, but with who would we fight?
Many countries. Germany. The world will fight. All the wonderful inventions of peace will be turned into instruments of death. Bombs will rain from the sky.
No, that's horrible. Horrible.
Yes, it's war. We'll send our boys away.
Grandpa, Grandpa, my boy is going to war.
Sure, I got it. Make her understand, Grandpa. Everybody's got to fight. We got to make the world safe for democracy.
War. I'll print the awful story. Day by day, death on every page. Long, long list of names. Names of boys who won't come back. Names of boys who are heroes, alive and dead. There's Nancy's boy. There's his name.
No, it must stop. It must end.
Yes, it will. And I'll print the story. The armistice. Extra, extra, armistice signed. Extra, war is over. The boys will come back. They'll march down Douglas Avenue. We'll build a huge victory march. The boys will come marching back. Back to home and peace.
That'll end the war. There'll be no more.
No, old-timer. But stop twisting and squirming. Remember, you're dreaming. All your children are laughing at you. They're watching you have a nightmare.
But I don't want to hear more. Tell me more about what you print. Let me see the other page.
No, old-timer. Don't ask for any more. Because pretty soon, I'd be coming to the page that has your picture.
My picture?
Yes, your picture. And another story. A story I'll have to print many times. The story of the passing of another old-timer. Rest easy now. It was all just a dream. We're coming close to midnight, old-timer. They'll be waking you up pretty soon. It'll be 1900. The year 1900, the 20th century, old-timer. Don't think the bad things. Think of the good. This is going to be a wonderful world. A terrible world. A thrilling world. A stupid world. Things are going to happen so fast. But it's all worth seeing, worth living. I've got to leave you now, old-timer. Hear that clock? It's ticking faster, faster, faster. It's moving close to the next century. They'll be waking you soon. You'll open your eyes. You'll be amazed, delighted, unhappy, thrilled and terrified with what you'll see as the years go by. But there'll be good things, too. They're calling you, old-timer. Open your eyes. Get ready to enjoy life in this city. The city you helped to make. The city you'll see growing greater and greater. They're all laughing at you now, old-timer. You had a terrible dream.
Grandpa, come on, wake up.
Grandpa, wake up. I told him he'd go to sleep. Grandpa, I declare you had one awful nightmare.
Nightmare? Yes, that's right. Grandma, I sure did.
What were you dreaming about? One minute you were smiling, and next you were twisting and squirming and crying out. What were you saying in your dream?
The 20th century. Lord, that's going to be something.
Shh, quiet, quiet. It's just a few seconds now. Yeah. Just a few seconds. Hey, Nancy, get ready to play Auld Lang Syne.
Yes.
Here it is. Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
And so our curtain falls on what must have been an inspiring moment. Many Wichitans, both young and old, saw a century die and a new one born. We dare not predict the many events which will be printed in the Wichita Eagle during the coming year of 1941. But we are sure that there will be many cheering and heartwarming stories. And it is the sincere wish of the publishers and employees of the Wichita Eagle that each and every one of you will enjoy greater prosperity, greater happiness in the greater Wichita of 1941.